If you had to explain funk to a visitor from outer space, Stevie Wonder's Superstition would be a great place to start. A 22-year-old Stevie Wonder wrote, played on, and produced one of the most revered songs in music history. The song Superstition by Stevie Wonder has become iconic for its lyrics and Wonder's fantastic skill set in handling multiple instruments. Today, we take a dive into this classic hit from about 50 years ago. Steve Lynn Hardaway Morris, known professionally as Stevie Wonder, is an American singer-songwriter who is credited as a pioneer and influenced by musicians across a range of genres that include rhythm and blues, pop, soul, gospel, funk, and jazz. A virtual one-man band, Wonder's use of synthesizers and other electronic music instruments during the 1970s reshaped the conventions of R&B. He also helped drive such genres into the album era, crafting his LPs as cohesive and consistent, in addition to socially conscious statements with complex compositions. Blind since shortly after his birth, Wonder was a child prodigy who signed with Motown's Tomla label at the age of 11, where he was given the professional name Little Stevie Wonder. By the early 1970s, Wonder had already spent nearly a decade churning out hits for Motown Records' Little Stevie, but by age 22, he no longer wanted to follow the Motown formula, a formula designed to produce hit singles rather than sonic innovation. So Wonder struck out on his own. Over the next decade, he experimented with a variety of instruments and developed a sound that we still identify as uniquely his own today. He recorded a series of albums that proved he was the master of lush ballads as well as gritty funk. One of those albums was 1972's Talking Book. The album crystallized Wonder's talents as a singer, writer, and producer. He proved he could write grooves to keep you on the dance floor and at the same time make you think about social problems. And on the other side, he could melt your heart. Superstition was the lead single of Wonder's 1972 album Talking Book, and it reached number one in the US. It is considered a seminal track from what has become known as Wonder's classic period, a polite phrase for when Stevie Wonder spent 5 years ferociously dunking on the entire history of popular music with releases of My Mind, Talking Book, Inner Visions, Fulfillingness, his first finale, and The Songs in the Key of Life. It is usually placed between 1972 and 1976. Wonder originally wrote Superstition for guitarist Jeff Beck, who appears fifth on Rolling Stone's list of 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. Beck rose to prominence with the Yardbirds and after fronted the Jeff Beck Group and Jeff Beck, Bogart, and Apice. Beck had agreed to be involved in the Talking Book album sessions in return for Wonder writing him a song. Problems with his band delayed the release of his version of Superstition, which didn't surface until Beck, Bogart, and Apice hit stores in spring 1973. Beck would score a minor hit with his recording, but there was no competing with Wonder's definitive take on the song, which was released first. Recorded at Jimi Hendrix's Electric Lady Studios in New York, Wonder wrote and produced the track, and played the drums and all the keyboard tracks himself. The irresistible funky groove of Superstition is created by a riff played on clavinet, an electronic keyboard with a harpsichord-like sound. What you hear on the track is actually 8 separate clavinet tracks mixed together to create a unique, thick texture. Add this to a Moog synth bass and a distinctive trumpet/sax counter melodies, and a sound is created that would influence the direction of pop music for the rest of the decade. Superstition founded the basis for the revival of funk music and launched Stevie Wonder into critical success as the king of funk. The track talks about there being no need to be superstitious or to have superstitions. He lists various superstitions that people have, such as breaking glass or number 13 being bad luck. 13-month-old baby. Wonder goes on to sing, when you believe in things that you don't understand and you suffer, superstition ain't the way. Yeah. Ooh, the album that Superstition Is On, Talking Book, was released on October 28, 1972, and was Stevie Wonder's 15th studio album. Superstition was released as the first single and hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100 and Hot Soul Singles charts. The single also won Best Male R&B Performance and Best R&B Song of the 1973 Grammy Awards. The second single from Talking Book, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, hit number one on Billboard's Hot 100 and Easy Listening charts and won Wonder a Grammy Award in 1973 for Best Male Pop Performance. Superstition ain't the way unless it was written by Stevie Wonder, as it would seem. For WNUR News, I'm Ella Barnes.